Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
He got out of his car and tried to kiss me. I pulled back. I was still not wanting an affair. I was not sure what I wanted. Most likely, I just liked the way it felt to be wanted. This did not stop his calls. Several more weeks went by and we met up again. This time by the water. After walking and talking for an hour, I could not take the suspense anymore. I leaned in and kissed him. It was like fireworks.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Raw Truth podcasts may contain explicit, sensitive, and questionable content. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual podcaster and are not based on the advice of a licensed psychologist, therapist, or other medical professional. Listener discretion is strongly advised. What does the word ponder actually mean? According to one dictionary, it means to weigh in the mind, to think about, and reflect on. On Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams, we do just that. We discuss taboo and questionable subject matter. For example, size. Does it really matter? Or do you really want to know the number of partners your significant other has been with? Or what about stories of disastrous one-night stands? How about being in a sexless marriage? These and other topics are what we talk about on this podcast. Welcome, everybody, to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. So glad you guys are here. Today is going to be an interesting episode. I had put out a survey earlier this year. It's been a couple of months regarding whether or not you have been involved in a situation where you met some friends, things are great, and then found out they were swingers and they were inviting you into their bedroom. And did you do it? Did you not do it? And I had a response from a lady. And now I cannot find it. I think she had responded on Facebook, and I looked through everything. So if you're listening to this, I am so sorry. But I did have some other people send in some great points of view of their experiences. So, you know, this is Let's Ponder. So I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a little graphic and all that fun stuff. But also, before we get started, just a reminder that in a couple of weeks, we will have our final episode, and that one is about why women are drawn to bad boys. And I would love to learn your thoughts on that as well. So if you have any ideas, or if you're a woman listening and you find yourself drawn to bad boys, I want to know about it. I want to understand why. What was it about it? Send it in, because I'm going to start recording that here over in the next week and a half or so. But I would love to get that information. Let's see what people think or did. Number one, my wife was a teacher's aide and she became friends with another teacher. My wife and I had dinner with them a couple of times. Once we rode with them to dinner. We had some spicy conversations, mainly the husband and me trying to get the wives to make out. After dinner, we drove back to our house and my wife and I invited them in. Somehow, I began having sex with my wife while they had sex. After researching this, I found this to be called parallel play. Not too long after my wife and I were at their house, the other wife began performing oral sex on her husband. I told my wife to help her. While they both alternated sucking his cock, I positioned myself behind the wife. I couldn't believe it was happening. I hadn't had sex with anyone other than my wife in 5 years. When I entered her, I could definitely tell there was a difference. It wasn't better in a side-by-side comparison. It was better only because it was different. The next time we were at our house, we had begun playing cards. This became strip poker. After everyone lost a few articles of clothing, we moved to the living room. My wife began sucking my cock. The husband told his wife to help. He then positioned himself behind his wife. Soon after, we paired off to opposite sides of the room. He was with my wife and I was with his. We had dinner and a movie with them one time after that, but it wasn't the same as when we started. The evening was tense and the conversation struggled. Well, that was the last time we met the couple. Our friendship dissolved after that. 2 months later, my wife began a 7-month affair, which led to our divorce. That was 20 years ago. My wife and I have reconciled, but have not remarried. Maybe if we'd tried this after several years of marriage, we may have had a better outcome. Many couples, whether they are older or have done the necessary preparations, say the lifestyle has brought them closer. Some say it actually made them communicate more. We were too young and hadn't made the necessary preparations to enter the lifestyle. Someone once said, "Don't make friends swingers. Instead, make swingers your friends." Would I accept an invitation to join friends to exchange wives? No, not from my friends. It would only kill the relationship. Would I be willing to build friendships with swingers? Well, I can't say I haven't thought about it. Swinging requires trust and communication. Many swingers are couples who have been together for many years, and they've said that it brings them closer. I have wondered if our swinging gave her the courage to meet her affair partner a couple of months later. I have also wondered if swinging would help me get the mental images of her affair out of my head by replacing imagined images with real images that were under my control. Maybe ethical non-monogamy would allow me to feel like things were even without having to do the same thing to her that was done to me. So that is one person's experience and thoughts on that. In fact, he has actually submitted his story, and it is on Patreon, about his wife's infidelity and everything that happened. If you're interested in listening to that and you're just signing up for Patreon, if you're interested, that would be under Dylan's story. So that's where you want to go if you want to hear his story. Okay, let's move on to number 2. Swinging can be fun. It can be great even. However, it isn't for everyone. Likewise, not everyone is equipped to handle all it entails. Constant and open communication is key. Seriously, leave nothing to question. Before that, you must be secure with yourselves and secure within the relationship. Otherwise, you're gonna have a bad time. For the most part, a lot of people have no idea how they will react until faced with the reality of the first encounter. I have heard of some horrific reactions. Have a rule to handle that without blowing up and causing a scene. Remember, you asked for this. The people you invited in just decided to go along. Generally, I would keep friends or common acquaintances off limits. We started with a great friend of ours from high school who lived several hundred miles away. I'm sure you can pick out the key words in that last sentence. That worked for us, but I have heard horror stories of lost friendships and subsequent divorces and breakups because, quote, "doing this with a friend just makes so much sense," end quote. I would also place neighbors off limits as well. Establish boundaries and rules before doing anything. There should be no room for misinterpretation. If you two will be flying solo, determine ahead of time whether or not you want to or have to divulge the dirty details of your little trysts. One of you might want to know everything, while the other one prefers to be ignorant. Finally, know that by introducing new sexual partners, you are increasing your risks of contracting STDs and subsequently infecting each other and future partners. Regular screening should be a requirement between the two of you. Also know that your fertility does not just stop without some form of contraception. If you're out there barebacking it with everyone who happens to smile at you, bad things are going to happen. That's all I have for now. Swinging can be great. Just realize there's a lot more to it than just fucking other people. All right. Well put. Thank you. All right, number three. In college, a couple asked me about joining them. I think they were 22, 23 years old, and I was 21 at the time. They were married with one young child. My friend, the guy half, said she was looking for one, really attracted to me, and figured I would treat her respectfully instead of like a piece of meat. I was tempted as I was attracted to her. It was just like we were friends, and I could imagine hanging out at lunch with them after I blew a load on his wife. Seemed like maybe not my thing. I politely declined and made sure that they were aware it was not that I was not attracted to her and did not appreciate them thinking of me, but just did not want our friendship to be awkward. Now, there is a play stupid games, win stupid prizes. She made national news. Pretty much at her job, she was sleeping with a few men and was trying to get one of them to kill her husband. I think she got some jail time and they're divorced. She had had bypass surgery, and while she was big by most standards, she definitely lost lots of weight compared to college. Bad thing is, they had two kids. I often listen to stories and many male-oriented podcasts talk of women wanting and needing attention and validation, and many infidelity stories seem to have that as a case. Hence, one of my red flags is major attention seekers. Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I would think that'd be kind of awkward at lunch. Hey, I just blew my load. Well, who wants a hamburger? Awkward. Okay, number four. And this one is from a woman. The other day, a woman invited herself to have sex with my partner and I. We aren't swingers, but we're not technically monogamous either. I agreed because my partner was injured a few weeks ago and stuck in bed for 3 weeks, so I thought he should have a little treat. Infidelity is not talked about, but it's so prevalent it should be. The sacred cow of monogamy, where going outside of a relationship is seen as somehow the worst crime of all crimes, is ridiculous, because it's human, and a huge percentage of population do it. The woman in question is a unicorn. Single, bisexual, who is agreeable to sex with couples. A little bit of background. I have an erotic massage practice and a sexual healing practice. My partner and I split about a year before COVID started, and I took time off from men altogether to heal. Normally, when single, I'm fairly promiscuous. Right after feeling ready to get into sexually relating again, COVID hit and I was mostly sexless except for a few incidentals for about a year. Erotic massage kept me sane, since although the touch was one way and I kept my clothes on, it was still human contact. A colleague reached out and asked if we could exchange services. He was a coach and had some libido issues, and I said sure. I was under lockdown anyway, Canada with his extreme measures, and wasn't doing much. We met and over a short period of time engaged in a passionate affair. My assumption was that he would feel his zest for life again and bring that into his marriage, but he didn't. And instead, over the next couple of years, jumped ship, so to speak, and eventually move in with me. I had always insisted that our relationship was non-monogamous, unethical on his part and on my part. Well, I was engaging with someone who was unethical, but on my side, I had reached an age where I was unwilling to be anything other than honest and authentic, even if it would mean losing a partner. I really don't have the bandwidth for more relationships. I just needed that position for fairness' sake. We have had various experiences with people, usually male, male, female, where the focus is on my pleasure. I'm heterosexual, not all opposed to pleasuring women or engaging with them in play, but I'm not erotically attracted to women. However, I do have a female client who will come in for a few erotic massages every year and has done this for the last 7 years or so. We like each other and consider each other friends, and she does not seem to hear when I mention my heterosexuality, or maybe she thinks I am in denial or something. I know my sexual preferences, though. Something I enjoy about men, besides being attracted to them physically, is that they are real givers, and my body needs and wants skilled erotic touch to get off. Women tend to want to be given to, touched, and pleasured, and when they pursue me, it's because they know I can and will spend hours focused on their bodies and have a lot of knowledge about how to pleasure a woman. It's my job. I'm like, eh, it's boring to work outside of real work. This lady friend was going to be in town for a week and wanted to hang out with us and said, for a few glasses of wine and some adult time. I knew that meant that basically she wanted my partner and I to service her. Not hot to me, but the circumstances were that it had been a while since my partner had any real fun. I'd been sick on and off, we had a high maintenance dog, I hadn't been horny lately, and he had an injury and was in bed for weeks unable to even stand. He had major cabin fever and he is the best fucking partner in the world, the most amazing, wonderful, giving, generous kind of guy who always wants the best for me. He doesn't even want female-female-male threesomes unless I would be into it, which is why we always have male-male-female ones, because he's all about me getting off. I was disappointed that my partner was not more given to. She barely touched him. I don't think it was because she didn't find him attractive. I think it was because she mostly focused on me. She'd been after me for a long time. Because she naturally just is not a pleasure giver, and she may not have wanted me to feel any kind of jealousy or unpleasant feelings if the two of them got hot and heavy. I would have loved to see him receiving more pleasure and fun, but I wasn't going to make her feel like a third wheel by ignoring her to focus on him, and I knew that at least he would be enjoying pleasuring me and just being a part of the threesome. When I say disappointed, I don't mean it in a regretful way. I love having adventures. I mean, in an ideal situation, what I would have wanted from it would have been more of a fantasy that catered to him rather than to her, for the reason specified. He is such a giver and so generous with his touch and everything else that I wanted it for him. So, a little bit about swingers. Not really, it was more of a threesome story, but still, it touches on those points of being with somebody else while your spouse or partner is there. And so she explained that well. Okay, up to the last one, and in the nick of time, I just got this email a couple of days ago. And so I will read you this email. Hello again, Rebecca. My name is Brian, and I have submitted a couple of stories to you before. The first one was about my experiences as a serial other man in my young single days, and the other one was friends with benefits when we had a threesome with me and one of her girlfriends, and then she and her girlfriend fell in love and now they're married. Anyway, I heard on your podcast that you're looking for stories of friends approaching about swinging, and I have an interesting story to share. Several years ago, our best couple friends approached us to take our friendship into the bedroom to swing. While we were and are very close to them and have traveled a number of times together, and we would be pretty open with each other about it if we had sex with our own spouse while on a trip and such, we were still pretty gobsmacked when they approached us because they are both pretty religious and are very active in their church and are pretty conservative in general. They approached us out of the blue one weekend when we got together in a hotel with a water park as families when all of our kids were still young. We did not see this coming and were pretty speechless as they kind of stood there stammering for a while, not knowing what words to say. We were not upset or offended at all. In fact, we were flattered and pleasantly surprised that they would approach us to explore that avenue with them. But here's the twist. At that time, my wife and I had been very active swingers for about 10 years. We had been very active in the lifestyle for basically a decade and had been to many clubs in a number of states and had been to conventions and more parties that we could count, and at that point had probably been with multiple dozens or even around 100 couples to one degree or another. But yet, they were the ones approaching us. And no, I truly do not believe that they had suspected a thing in regards to our little secret lifestyle. For that 10 years, we had kept it completely hidden from all of our traditional family and friends. We all discussed it openly and honestly, and we established some ground rules and boundaries, etc., like good, responsible swingers. And then we planned another trip out of state without the kids. In a nutshell, we did end up swinging with them. The other female half and I hit it off like porn stars and had awesome chemistry and connection between us. My wife and the other husband, not so much. In fact, they were both kind of bumps on a log that could never get into the groove at all. Over a course of a few months, we got together with them maybe 4 or 5 times, and he was only able to actually perform once. And even though my wife had been with a number of guys and gals over our years of swinging, she couldn't get into the groove with him even though he is younger, taller, and better looking than me. In my wife and I's relationship, I am by far the more sexually assertive and have the most initiative. With our friends, the wife is by far the more sexually assertive, and she claims he has only truly initiated sex a few times in their almost 30 years together. When she and I are in the same room, we were off to the races and porn stars would be envious of our chemistry. Meanwhile, my wife and the other husband would just be sitting there looking at each other awkwardly, waiting for the other to make a move. After a handful of get-togethers, my wife and the other husband pulled the plug on our sexual component of our friendship, and we are back to being regular vanilla friends. We are still close friends, and we still travel with them occasionally, but it is just a regular friendship now, although I won't be shy if we are at some hot, sunny beach and I'm gazing longingly at the other wife's gorgeous cleavage, which she always manages to give me a little jiggle and a wink when she sees me sneaking a peek. Whether you choose to run my experience or not, I'm really looking forward to the podcast of everyone's experiences. Brian. Oh, one more thing I forgot to mention. My wife and I never mentioned to them or let on to them that we had been swinging prior to their proposition. The wife and I did discuss whether or not we should tell them or not, and we decided that there would really be no benefit to telling them, and there would be a high likelihood that it would freak them out or turn them off, or that they would think poorly of us. So, we never have told them that they were the ones approaching the very experienced swingers. Thank you, Brian, for sending this in. And of course, I would run yours. You've always got great stories and you've been very valuable to my Let's Ponder episodes in the past. Thank you. I really appreciate all your help over the last couple of years. And I want to thank everybody for submitting their information, their story, their thoughts. This is pretty personal information, but I find a theme. Communication and boundaries are important. And me personally, and I've had this discussion before with a friend of the podcast, that I couldn't see myself doing that. I struggle with it. Even though I was the quote unquote cheater in my previous marriage, where my life has taken me now, I can't imagine doing that, because I know that I haven't asked my husband, not that I would, but, you know, from our commitments and our beliefs and you know, being married through God and all of that, I don't think that I could stomach it. Stomach it, is that the right word? I don't think I could cross that line. I worked really hard to become who I am now and turning my experiences of infidelity into something that helps other people, both men and women, who are affected by female infidelity, and then talking about open things here without judgment here on Let's Ponder. But personally, I don't think I could do it. Maybe years ago when I was younger, a little more confident, and I don't know. But now where I'm at, I'm a grandma, right? And it's just, I don't think I could. And I think in this marriage, it's something that would never come up. But in case people were wondering where I stood with it. So as far as I'm concerned, everybody who does their thing, that's their choice. That's their life. It's not up to me to make a judgment call on what they want to do. And that's why I do these podcasts. That's why I do the Raw Truth, the female infidelity, and we talk about these taboo things on here. And it's just, it's interesting, it's fun, it's educational in a way to find out what other people do or what other people like. It's been quite an experience. So for everybody who's been listening over the years, I really, really appreciate it. Again, we'll be back in a couple weeks to discuss the last, on the last episode of this ever, unless something changes and I bring it back one day, I don't know. But we'll discuss what it is about women and bad boys. And like I said earlier, if you've got a story, please send it to me soon, rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much.
You have been listening to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. Your support of Raw Truth Podcasts is truly appreciated. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to my other podcast, Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity. This controversial yet no judgment podcast is a safe place where women can share their stories anonymously of why they chose to be unfaithful. If you have feedback or suggestions for future Let's Ponder topics, please email rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. This podcast was written, produced, and edited by Rebecca Adams. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.